And there was a very, very famous member of your family. Was he the first Earl of Mansfield?
Yes, the first Earl of Mansfield, his story is amazing. He was born in 1705, one of 13 children. And at the time, the family were struggling with Jacobite rebellions. And they had paid lots of fines because they had sided with the wrong side. And he was very bright. He was at Perth Grammar School, but he was luckily able to go to London and be educated in London. He got to London by being taken by a family retainer over to Dumfriesshire on a pony. And from Dumfriesshire, which is in the northwest of Scotland, just above Carlisle, he walked to London. It took him 57 days. When he got to London, he went to Westminster School, where he had a scholarship. And when he left Westminster School, he wanted to go to Oxford University. He couldn't afford the fees at Oxford University. And his friend from school's father, Lord Foley, paid for him to go to Christ Church at Oxford. And he went to Christ Church, spent 4 years there, and then joined Lincoln's Inn and became one of the most famous lawyers of all time.
Goodness. And he had a rather extraordinary wife, is that right?
I think she was very sort of progressive in her outlook in life. From a woman's point of view, they were probably most famous for adopting their nephew's illegitimate child, Dido Bell, who was born from a liaison with a slave. It goes back to the first Earl's nephew, Sir John Lindsay, was in the Navy, and he captured a Spanish slaver near Cuba and fell in love with a black girl called Moira Bell, and they had this daughter called Dido. And he brought her back to England, and he asked his uncle if he would take her into his household and bring her up. And she was brought up at Kenwood House in Hampstead by her great uncle.
How wonderful.
And great aunt.
So he was a big supporter of anti-slavery, I guess.
He supported all minorities, including Catholics. And it just happens that he is most well known for saying that his famous case was called the Somerset case. And he made a judgment that nobody in Britain could be a slave. Once a black person was on British soil, they could no longer be held as a slave because the air in Britain was free.
Goodness. So in one of his sayings, I believe, was let justice be done, though the heavens may fall. Is that correct?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. I think you have to be brave to stick to what you believe is right, even though the world might be very cross with you. And I think that's really what he's trying to say.
Perfect. What a wonderful thing. Let justice be done, though the heavens may fall. Wonderful.